everybody. Well, today is our Friday VBS show, Creation Light Shift Healing, and we'll see if we have any paranormal things coming about. So, happen to know of anything paranormal going on in your life, send us a ask chat on it. So, here we go. Let's clear the date today. And it's the 17th of February, and we're in the year 2017. Let's clear these numbers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And still some energy there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, oh, no kidding, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. Okey-doke. Let's energize the light beams. So bring them up on your monitor screen. And here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's release a situation from you, an incident that you could be having, making you emotional or something, or maybe a pain energy. This will take you off of the one particular timeline that you're looking at. So here we go. Releasing that from you, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, hello, everyone. And as Ron said, today is Friday, February 17th, 2017. And Ron just cleared the energy off of those dates. I see there's double 17s. Those are could be alien tracking numbers in your life. And you can clear them on the natal barcode removal earlier in the day. I do that every morning, clear off the dates or special events on the natal barcode removal online healing that Ron has. Really makes a difference on having that without having all the energies of numbers and expectations around you. And so also, as Ron said, tonight is Friday, which is reserved for paranormal types of questions. That means things that happen to you that don't have a logical explanation, maybe things that you notice that other people don't notice that were really weird, all sorts of things, missing items, and then they come back after you've looked. So also any kind of photos that you were able to capture that definitely show paranormal activity. And it could be a wide range of things. If you've listened to these programs any time, you'll see that you'll hear, too, that people send things in that are, you know, right where they live, right where they are, that are definitely odd, and share them with Ron, which we talk about here on the program. So right now, Ron, I'm on your website, creationlightship.com, and Ron has quite a few clearings here. They're online clearings that are solutions to the kinds of situations and energies that we find ourselves subjected to that interfere with our lives. And I will be checking the email that Ron set up, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So you can send in your paranormal type of experiences or any other kinds of questions you may have that Ron can address during one of his four radio shows here on BBS Radio, Creation Lightship Healing. So, Ron, we did receive in the email box, people have had a chance now to write in about their expo experiences from the Conscious Life Expo. And maybe I could read it for you now.
Yeah, wonderful.
Okay. So Ron was at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles this past weekend, and we did play a few archives on the BBS radio here. And Wednesday, Ron and Michelle talked about the expo experience, some of the things that happened there. So if you missed Wednesday's program, I'm sure BBS radio will have the archive up soon. It's definitely good to listen to what happened, what a lot of the healing experiences that somebody had, especially. But some other people, I guess, were inspired to write in their own. So here's one. Ron, I attended the expo to catch one of your workshops. I had never seen you in person, and found you to be very unpretentious and genuine in your message and healing mission. I was in awe of what you had to say and am so glad of the solutions you offer and the many healings you share to help the planet and people, as well as having the sovereign soldiers to help you. I really am almost speechless over all this. My six-year-old has told me she does not like to study space and planets in school. She says there are aliens there, and she doesn't like them. I am so grateful for Creation Lightship for the sake of the future and now.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay, another expo experience. I enjoyed seeing you at the expo, Ron. Your workshops were very informative, and I believe totally true what you had to say. Good awareness for the others who seemed speechless. It is quite a lot going down now. Hard to process in one sitting, I guess. Even with all the facts you stated, I felt a sense of peace and calm during the workshops. I normally feel more alarmed and nervous at the other lectures. So there, that one.
Thank you.
One more. Ron, I have heard your lectures at the Conscious Life Expo many times and always enjoy and appreciate the many healings you also offer. This time, I was glad to have the water you activated to neutralize electromagnetic frequencies, as I had been through several airports to get to the expo. I had never heard of anyone doing that before. I also liked the pretty garden-type pictures that you activated with light codes for me at your booth. I liked the light infusion chamber. It was very healing and calming, as usual. I wish I could have stayed longer. Yeah, I know what this person means too, Ron. I was there just on the first day, and I felt that the energy was lighter and friendlier, seemed a lot less hectic. And it's I've been there several times, so noticed that there was a lot less alien energy, it seemed to me, especially of a certain race. They used to make themselves very well known. So the people there had a lot more attention on the care for the planet again, which is a theme that's been going around every couple of decades. So anyway, I just felt like there was a lot more attention towards paying attention to home base rather than some of the other things that were going on at the expo. How about you, Ron? Have you anything to share other than what you've already said?
Yeah, the expo was very nice. Let's see. The online group was kind of more subdued than the New York group, I think. After making the people real, they didn't really say too much. So I don't know. Maybe they're in shock to be in a body. I don't know. But, yeah, I think all the ones that I had, the events I had, whole house, so. That was good. I'm trying to think if there's anything that was different to me this time.
Well, did you feel a difference in the alien energies like I just did?
I had the head connectors on the big light beam and the monitor screen, so that could have helped somewhat. I'm just trying to see what... I just don't know.
Yeah, well... I guess it's because I was walking around a lot and I was in and out a lot once it got underway while you were over at the booth and in the lectures. But it just seemed easier to be there.
I think very possibly there was less aliens there, probably from all the work we've been doing cleaning them out of here. You know, they didn't really show up too well, so I didn't see that many walking around. I was always looking for the people with the really tall necks and the eyes that are really wide on the forehead and long fingers, and I didn't really, maybe I saw one or two, I think, but there wasn't too many, so that was great.
Yeah, the expo is very nice. It's great that Ron, that you can make a public appearance there. And I know you've been going to that Conscious Life Expo for many years. And it's really a lot, it's a very different experience meeting Ron and seeing what he does. And like these people said, you know, it's just, Ron is very genuine and very caring. And his lectures are very eye-opening.
and they will be going on the net. I have three of the events that are on DVD, so we'll be sending those out. I'll give it to Kathy first so she can look at them. And then maybe within a week or two, they'll be up. We'll see how that works out. But, yeah, so you'll be able to see that. And anyway, I guess... anything new out there with Paranormal Night?
Oh, yeah. And anyway, when those DVDs are up, we'll let everyone know. The co-hosts will let everyone know. Also, Ron will be at another expo coming up for those who'd like to plan ahead. The New Life Expo, March 17th through the 19th in the Hotel New Yorker. He's gone there many years, so I'm sure people in New York are looking forward to your return, Ron. And then Ron will be also making a public appearance back in California in San Mateo, Northern California, at the Event Center. The dates are April 28th to 30th. That's called the New Living Expo. And you can look under each of those has a website, New Living Expo and New Life Expo, to get the schedule and get the entry fees for the exhibits and the exhibit location and Ron's speaking schedule as well. And someone sent in a photo of it's very paranormal looking, and they captured it beautifully. It's in the inbox, and it's been sent to you also, so you can see. But I'll describe it to the listeners. This photo may have been taken just a few days ago. There is a full moon over a mountain, and over between the full moon and the mountain is a spacecraft cloud. It looks exactly like a flying saucer. And
oh, great.
She captured it beautifully in two photos. It looks, she calls it creepy moon and ship. It's really true. So thank you very much for sending that in, and some of the listeners are on these things. They're very observant. They know what this is, and they take pictures and take the time to send it in. It's much appreciated. So, Ron, we'll add this to your collection of spaceship clouds and other phenomena that people send in.
Right.
Yeah, that was during the full moon we had. That was a full moon last weekend. Okay, then another listener sent in a photo, too. He says that he ran the gray skies clearing for his whole city. In his city, there were gray skies for 4 days, and now everyone is enjoying a full day of sunshine. The sky is full of very artistic clouds, and it has been sunny all day. Thank you so much, Ron, for the gray skies clearing, and indeed the photo does look very nice, clear skies.
That's great.
Okay, so thank you everyone for those submissions, and I'll be checking the inbox for some more. And someone just sent one that said that, look at the sky. This light is on all the time and doesn't move. What is this dot? So the person, Ron, if you can kind of get the visual here, they sent a photo of a black sky, and in the middle of it, there is a white dot, and it doesn't move.
Wow.
It's there all the time. It's like not a planet. It looks like it kind of looks like a satellite in the middle of the sky. So, if you don't know what it is, that's okay. It's just that Ron does know, you know, he's always said there are things out there.
Yep. So what kind of clearing do you think we could do? Maybe we could do one off the alien attack page or something. Any ideas on that one, Kathy?
Well, how about alien energetic web coat removal?
Okay. Oh, here we go. Releasing the energies. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. A little slow here. Have to unwrap this off of people. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see how that turns out here. So back to you.
Okay, well, someone just sent in that they purchased and ran the ET Industrial Complex clearing after hearing what you had to say about what they're doing to us there and the many timelines they set us up on. They said it's horrifying. It makes sense when there is so much evil and harm being done. I feel a weight off my spirit and a whole lot better. I bought the Unlimited. How often should I run it, as I'm not really in tune with it yet?
What do you think, Kathy? What would you recommend?
How often should they run it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe once a week.
Yeah, that would probably be good. You know, there's so
much
happening. Yeah, try once a week. I would say that would be a good stab at it. Maybe twice a week or something. Just kind of take note on how things are working for you as you're doing that clearing. So back to you.
Okay, on Wednesday's program, you did a wrist healing. And so someone wrote in right after and said that they had wanted to thank you for the wrist healing that you had done. It was right and left wrist, and they had fractured their wrist and arm as a child. And now when you did the healing, their arm jumped 2 times when you worked on her that night. How wonderful. It was a mess back then. It would not set properly. I think all these years later, it is set. Wow.
That's good. Remember, when I do clearings on people, / healings, we're out of time when I do them. So you're in time. As you hear me count or whatever, you know, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But remember, that could be, using the word time, a long time. Maybe it could be even a day of possible reconstructive surgery or something on the light ship. But it's out of time, and they continuously work on you. But down here, you think, gee, what could happen, you know, in a half a second? Well, it's more than a half a second when you're out of time. So as some people have a really hard time understanding that, something could happen so quickly, which is true, and it can, with us here. So it's not like it's an instantaneous healing on the light ship. There's actually work being done to you to help you out. I'm thinking we could probably do an oxygen infusion for people if you're having trouble breathing or something. So let's do that. We go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do something In case somebody is upset or sad or something like that. So maybe we could do a extreme sadness clearing. I don't know if the extreme would be on the website or not, but here we go. So think of one of your sadnesses. Normally it relates to something no longer living that you had here. Relatives, parents, or a pet. So here we go. Releasing that energy. Well, that has to do with relationship that you lost. Everything here is a relationship. Releasing that energy as you bring it forward to look at it. One, two, oh man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, we go. So coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if you want to comment, if that helps you, that would be great. Never give people's names, naturally. I'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Yes, and the way you can comment is through, as we said before, the email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com, or through the fast chat feedback form. That's found on Ron's page on BBS Radio, Creation Lightship Healings. There's a link called Fast Chat under Ron's photo that you can click on and send your comments in quickly and anonymously. And you can do that any time of the during the show or during the week. And if you do send an email and you're going to be listening on a particular day, you can put the day of the show you're going to be listening in the subject line so it will just be read for the day you're going to be listening. So thank you for your submissions. And so tonight, as Ron said, is Paranormal Friday. And someone sent in, Ron, it's a YouTube video. It's new. It's NASA uncut footage showing a clear UFO in real footage. So, anyway, I guess they forwarded it to you, too, to look at. But just kind of glancing at it here, it does look real. I don't know if it is or not, but I'm sure there's a lot of these kind of sightings on the Internet. And then also someone sent one in that was a couple weeks ago, but got buried here in the inbox. It says that the aliens give escort to U.S. President Donald Trump's plane in Washington, D.C., and it shows, this is, I guess, on January 20th, they just got this YouTube video, and there's several of them, other people noticed this too, apparently, shows the Air Force One being flown into Washington, D.C., and alongside is a fast-moving saucer moving across right in front, right to the side of the wing of the plane. And it's evident, you can slow it down and look at it and see what it is. It is definitely a fast-moving saucer, so... They sent it to you, Ron. They thought that you'd find that interesting, too. So over to you for any comments.
Boy, yeah. So let's clear aliens out of you and out of your space around you. So we have that on the website, too, or on YouTube. So let's get rid of the enslaved aliens that are here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. So we'll see how that has helped people. So back to you.
Okay. Ron has a series of alien attack clearings on his website, creationlightship.com, and some of them are relating to what he's been talking about during his workshops and, of course, here on the program, Creation Lightship Healings. And there's a lot to be offered on the alien attacks and shapeshifters removal clearing. There's like 10 options, and each of those options has a lot of options within it. It also can help you clear off of certain alien races that you know are bothering you. And so it's very good to have that, and it's only $30 for a month use, and you can get a lot out of it. And during the show just a few minutes ago, Ron cleared us of alien energetic web coats, and that is very slimy and very enslaving. And he has that complete website healing on his website for $100. And it also includes an oxygen infusion. Another one that Ron has that's very effective is called Alien Poison Waste Product and Carcass Removal. And that is for all the alien, invisible, parasitic, what do you call them, Ron? Critters?
Like critters, utes.
And unwanted life forms that steal our energy. They basically live off of us, and we are their hosts. So they do a lot of nasty stuff in us with the waste products and the carcass removal. We want that out. And so Ron's offered a solution for that. It's called Alien Poison Waste Product and Carcass Removal. And it is very effective. There's lots of testimony, and Ron's had these clearings for many years. There's lots of shows where people have talked about these and used them clearings over and over and over. These things are just around us all the time, much more than we're possibly aware of. Another great healing Ron has on his Alien Dark Side Attack clearing section is the Crown Chakra Alien Cording Disconnection. It does a lot also to disconnect you from alien cords and the cording in the chakras all over the body. And it can provide an excellent body shrink wrap, which I personally did before I went to the Conscious Life Expo, and just about every day, where I'm going to be in the public, which I'm out in the public quite a lot. Very, very effective. And I feel very protective, and I don't need to de-slime myself as much when I get away from where I had to go. That healing is quite a lot. It's a powerhouse for $50. Another healing that Ron has on his website that has been talked about quite a lot and praised is called Curses, Hexes, and Spells. And it's a whole life clearing that goes back to our inception. And you can buy that. It costs only $5 per every year of your life. And Ron has a special now. So his special is, if you've bought at least, tell me, Ron, is it 10 clearings for at least $100? Then you will get a discount of 50% off of these whole life clearings.
And normally it's like a one-for-one or any clearing, you know, over $100. And then your next one could be half price. It's mainly designed for people who have a husband and wife or something or partner, and they want to do the clearing themselves, but for some reason they didn't do their the other person, and they're wondering why they're having trouble. So that person, not knowing that they just need a clearing too. So, but yeah, if you get a clearing, you know, like if you buy a whole life for regular price and do the next person for half price or yourself, either way, back to you.
Well, that's a very very good incentive to buy clearings, and you get the when you're up there in the years, like say you're over 40, it really pays off, Ron, to have that discount. I certainly appreciate it. So that's curses, hexes, and spells clearing. It clears off a lot. And then you can use the incident box to write in issues that plague you, like certain things that you know have come around your family and caused a problem that you think are attached to you as well. You can put them there. Curses, hexes, and spells go back for eons and eons. So Ron also has those in the seven generation clearings as well. And they really do take a load off of stuff that's unbelievable, that what's around us. So lots of testimony for that. And another one of Ron's fantastic healings, I'm not sure if you talked about these at your workshops, Ron, but it's the robotic and mechanical program clearing, how we're all programmed to look a certain way, to react a certain way, to do a certain thing, to respond. It's reactionary. And it's something that we think is normal, but really it's not. So you could look into that, too. That's $100 a month, and that gets off a lot of automatic responses on us that are not part of our natural state. So I could go on because Ron has this alien all-parallel lifetime clearing, and that is fantastic too because it works on all the whole life emotional body clearings that you have done for yourself. Then you can clear them off of the parallel lifetimes, past and present, as well. So you really get quite a bonus there. I do like that one quite a lot. All these energies, Ron, this website, creationlightship.com, has an amazing amount of clearings on it. We talk about them quite often on the radio programs here. The Monday's program is called Healing Highway. And on that program, you can write in your questions about particular ways to use the clearings or any kind of situation that you came across or you want to double-check with Ron on something that you're doing on the clearing to see if you're doing it to suit yourself correctly. And that's what Ron's here for, to help you with the clearings and to do the healings. So, Ron, maybe we could have, speaking of healings, another sample healing now. There's some suggestions. We did already a sadness. You did web coat removal. Did you do oxygen infusion?
No, we could do that. So here we go.
Okay.
We can, so oxygen infusion. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, there we go. So just see how you're feeling. So back to you.
Oh, well, that felt energizing to me. Someone just asked if you were going to possibly do another Sovereign Soldier enlistment on Tuesday's conference call. They had missed it. They got in on the tail end when you were doing it before. So wondered if they could also catch it again if you were going to do it on another conference call, Ron. Any ideas about that?
Yeah, I could do it probably on Tuesday again.
Tuesday?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, we
great.
Could do that.
Okay, fantastic. Ron's Tuesday's conference call, in case you don't know what we're talking about, is an energetic cording removal. And it's a conference call where over the phone with Ron, he removes energetic cords from all over the body from that come from various different energies that penetrate all different areas in the body. So it's so enlightening to be on those because so much is taken off. Feels very, very freeing. So under special weekly clearings on Ron's website, it lists the different clearings he has on the different conference calls. There's cording removal special. That's on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, he has a visit to the Creation Lightship for healing sessions and divine water activation. Then on Thursday, he declones our bodies. It's called Clone Body Removal Special. And on Friday, he removes entities from the body, entities that cause us pain and behaviors that are not really us, that are unwanted. And to find out more, you can click at the top of his website where it says Upcoming Events, which will take you to a calendar page that lists the upcoming events and conference calls, the prices, and the package discounts. And once you register, it will give you the phone number, an email will give you the phone number and the access code to call in. The schedule's there, too, on the events page, the time, because Ron does these calls on Pacific Standard Time, so it's important to take note of the time of the conference calls. And he asked that everyone call in 7 to 5 minutes ahead so he can do a check-in. You can check in with him. And absentee is allowed on these calls. If you let Ron know, you can send him an email or just call him real quick and say, I'm going to be absentee at the call-in time. And he says the clearings will work. Of course, you do have to ask for specific healing areas to be the light beings to look at for you so they can help you. You have to ask the light beings. So Ron explains a lot of this on his YouTube videos that he has where he was at other expos. He also has audio samples at the very top page of his website, creationlightship.com. And there's a lot that you can pick up and learn just from visiting the homepage of the website. There's a lot of testimonials, too, that people have written in that he's put here for information purposes and to get a better understanding of Ron's mission here in on Earth and what he's doing here for us to help. And then you'll understand more why people who've attended the expo and met Ron were so grateful to know about his presence. Such a different, rewarding experience to have some hope, to feel some hope and some relief is out there in the form of Ron. And so, Ron, someone wrote here, too, that they were able to meet you this weekend at the conference. They say, Ron is very mellow. I mentioned that I had a major nagging pain in my back. He was able to remove some critter, he called it. The whole area that was affected has been releasing all the muscles. It took a couple of days because this critter has been in me about 23 years or more. And now I feel very relaxed and great. So much pain released. Thank you so much, Ron. Well, that's great they got back to you.
Wonderful. That's good.
Yeah, that was a live healing there. That was fantastic. Okay, so someone's asking if you could shed some insight on the flooding in Southern California, because Southern California has been suffering of over a 100-year drought. Now, there's lately been so much rain in the last 6 months and extreme flooding all over Southern California tonight. Do you have any insight as to the reason?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I think maybe some of the weather makers out there, governments, et cetera, they have turned off their machines. So instead of having us have a drought, maybe it's getting to be normal weather. That's one possibility. So I'm just not 100% sure, but that's what I think is probably going on. Oh, there's some why, you know, it's happening now and not other years. I really can't say, but that's what it looks like to me. The governments of the world probably are now targeting this area or other areas with drought conditions. They could work on maybe the Middle East, produce some rain over there so they could have all that desert area grow food for people. Oh, anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, when you were at the expo, did you do decloning, live decloning in the workshops?
Yeah, I did. I did that on each one of those that I was presenting, so yes. So the people mm-hmm. became real. We're in the lectures and workshops. Yeah, that was wonderful. Yeah, it was quite interesting. Well, the interesting thing is that when people become real, all of a sudden I'm talking and I can relate to people. And other than that, it's like talking to mannequins that are moving around, you know. Once you can see that, and if you were actually there listening right now, you knew that the people changed, including yourself. If you were there and you want to stay real, then you need to get on at least probably one or two of the conference calls a week. I'd say probably two. I'd probably space them out, so I would say maybe typically maybe get on the Tuesday call and maybe the Friday call or something. They're $20 to get on each one of those. So you can stay real and be here without having your Club Replica come out or just being put back to the clone body. So that's why I have the calls, and that's done on each one of them. I normally do it 2 to 3 times. Calls. You have our 7-hour call coming up this Sunday also. Oh, back to you.
Ron, speaking of the clones, could you talk, please, about the online healing you have for clones that are clones into the light infusion process, and the cloned bodies living on cloned Earths and planets, which are our bodies. You have an online healing for that.
Yeah, that one's a pretty interesting one. I think it's cloned bodies living on cloned Earths or cloned other places, you know. It's parallel life in a sense, because that's happening. Well, that one, a lot of people are doing, have done, and they like that particular clearing. They also have a clone into light and alien into light clearing. If you want to request that from the co-hosts here, you can do so. Basically, you want to become human. So then you're actually able to be on the real Earth, or otherwise you're living on a hologram. And you're not on the Earth, but it interfaces with the Earth here. So you're like in a movie set that happened to get dropped in. You think you're living on the real Earth, but you're not. And naturally, if you're being cloned out or whatever, you're not in the present moment. That's the difference. If not in the present moment, then you are another life form living somewhere else that made it look like you're living here, but you're probably actually having other experiences on timelines too. We have on Thursday nights, in case you're interested, we have a call that helps you get rid of your own replicas of you that come into real you and giving the real you problems. At the lectures workshop that I had, a lot of people who had aches or pains or something, once I made them real, they vanished. And that's what we do on the Thursday night calls. And that's at 5:30 Pacific time, and it's $20. So we'll come on, and they just specify, you know, when I'm doing the clearings of what what their ailment is, and we get rid of the clone replicas that are there, at least as many as we can, give you some relief. Well, back to you.
Okay, yeah, so if you go to find those clone healings, you could go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and go to the search box and type in the word clone and hit go, and you'll find a list of clone removal healings. And so, like Ron mentioned, the one that's clone bodies living on cloned Earths and planets, Ron, you said that's really something and people like it, but is that because they're actually getting their cloned body back to them, their spirit sent back to them, or is something happening to that cloned body that's being, being removed?
Yeah, the spirit's actually being returned to them from the Beyondo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so their spirit's getting back to them. So if we're cloned out so much, that must mean we get an awful lot of spirit back.
That is correct, yeah.
So that's why people like it. Okay. Now, then you mentioned the clone light infusion process, which is a wonderful free healing that you've offered. And if people keep that going day and night, will that help to prevent being cloned, or will it give the new clone some life?
Say that again. I just didn't quite.
The clone light infusion process clearing give our new clone a spirit?
Clone light, the one. Yeah. That will put light into the clone, and it will make it more real. In the now, that could help you, because now part of you that's cloned out will not be cloned out. So you're getting yourself put into the now with that clone. So it's a way to, in fact, if you have somebody in your life, you go to work and you see that they're cloned out, not acting right, if you did that clearing, they would probably become human if they could hold that human energy. You know? By being in the now, and they would change everything.
I remember last year you were, after the expo, you were, and during the expo, you were recommending it highly. You were recommending we use that clearing around the clock.
No, it's very good to do.
Wow, so much going on. So much to clear and do. So someone's asking if if they could use the, I guess they're enlisted in the, as a sovereign soldier or in the freedom fighters, and they wanted to call on the soldiers to assist in their area where they're living with some particular violence. Do you think that that they could do that? Would they get a response?
I don't know if the soldiers, they might help out a little bit. That's not really what they're here to do. They're here to hunt down aliens. So if there are aliens in those bodies, people doing things, and yeah, very possibly they could help out. They're only here to hunt down aliens.
And speaking of that, Ron, have you been informed of anything that they're doing lately, like any kind of report?
That's a good question. Let's see. Not that I can. I would say I'm not acting to energies right now that they're doing. Let's put it that way. There are stuff going on, but the last events were Antarctica, and I'm sure that they're still over there. Looking for things. I just haven't tuned into it that much. So, you know, when it gets really bad, I find out information instantly. And if it's just normal stuff where they're hunting stuff down and I'm still over there fighting, it's just, I don't need to know all that stuff here. It's to be kind of disconcerting at times, looking at things. And so I don't want to know too much.
Yes, well, of course people ask because they do call on you from time to time, and then there's always it's always good to hear the good news that they have.
It would be interesting to have if somebody could send something in, a couple people that are enlisted, if they could send in what they sort of felt over the last month, and if they maybe even physically seen battles going on. So that's always quite interesting when you bring back that information. So it'd be neat to talk about it on one of the shows for maybe 10 minutes of what some of the people listening have actually discovered when they're out there dealing with the aliens. So back to you.
Okay, so Ron, someone's reminding you, I think it's a long-time listener. They're saying that in the past, there was the clone life clearing was on the recommended 6 list. It was, they're saying that it was current life and past life, cloned bodies living on clone Earths and planets were one of the required 6 clearings. So we're bringing them to the focus right now because they're available to purchase. That requirement list can change anytime. So ring a bell, Ron?
A little bit. It's so long ago, I just don't remember. I know that if you're listening, I'll do a clearing for fear, because people sometimes don't realize they have fear, even though it could be a childhood fear or something. Maybe you outgrew it, but it's still with you. What I'll do is fear and anxiety and anger. These are two that everybody, or three that you should always have. At least do it sometime in your life. You get a whole lifetime clearing for these, because things will pop up in your lifetime over again to recycle. And you don't want to bring that energy back into a current relationship because you had your buttons pushed by maybe somebody who, you know, you liked a long time ago, or maybe somebody who you dated or something, and the pattern not just recycled and somebody new that you want to be with maybe 40 years later, and all of a sudden you go, wow, this person is pushing my buttons, and I can remember having this when I was out on the dating scene way back when, you know. So let's do a fear clearing. So let's have everybody look at a clearing or a series of events maybe. Maybe find one of your events that you have that deals with fear. And you may not even know what it is, but try to look at something, because I need to know what you're looking at to clear it from you. A lot of times these things are kind of washed away and, you know, the dark side puts like the gray skies over it in a sense, so you can't bring it up, but it's definitely sitting there. Oh, let's release a fear from you. It could even be fear of maybe being bitten by a black widow or something, some type of spider. Here we go. Releasing the energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And anxiety is a real big one for a lot of people. May not know that, but here we go. Anxiety, releasing that one particular situation that you're looking at now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That was a little stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we have anger. These all kind of go together. So anger. So 1, think of something, or the same thing even. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And then Yes, that's probably the main ones that people need after they do their emotional whole life and their mental whole life. Back to you.
We appreciate those clearings, Ron. Fear, anxiety, and anger were just cleared.
And then it can go a little deeper, maybe for traumas. Maybe you have traumas going on all the time. Maybe these things cause your traumas. So let's do a trauma clearing. So one, think of that situation again. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So might not be, you know, a person of fear a lot. You know, maybe you're not fearful, but, you know, if you ever had fear in your life, it could be sitting there. Oh, you don't know what else it's going into to deplete your energy system. You could be depleting it. You're not really connected to fear, but that thing is running and like having a hole in the bucket, you know, and you don't know why you're maybe tired, or maybe you're running a fear-based energy and you're living in that energy body, but you don't know it. So it's always good to have this. Oh, we'll see if we have any comments on having these four hearings. So back to you. We can go to about five after, so we probably have 7 minutes. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, those four clearings, I'm sure, will bring most of us to a little bit closer to a peaceful feeling, which is what Creation Lightship is about, bringing us to feeling peace and helping us stay real and whole and in the present moment and heart-centered. Oh, well, that felt great to me, Ron. I feel very peaceful myself. So back to the inbox. On Wednesday's program, you did another clearing for abandonment, and someone wrote to thank you because on that day it was very timely because they have a pet, and the pet lost two babies due to an accident and was crying all day. So I think that helped a lot. And I'd also like to suggest to the listener that Ron has those free sample pet healings that you can find on the BBS Fast Chat feedback form page up above, where there's some links and the links to audios, Ron's free audios. There's a pet clearing there that if you maybe can run for you and your different animals and pets for their different situations. So, okay. That was great. And if anyone wants the link to the Clone to Light or Alien to Light, please feel free to write to this radio email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And a final reminder before we close, that Ron will be holding another special conference call February 25th. That's a Saturday. And it's called Restoring Your Body Blueprint Healing Call. And that one is $50. And there's some prerequisites, which is the Alien Oxygen Code Infusion Clearing, which is one of Ron's free clearings on his website under Free Sample Clearings. That's a very good one to run all the time anyway. And also the Whole Life Emotional Clearing. As this is the first time Ron's offered this particular healing. It's something that he saw while he was doing the other ones, and some of us have done a lot of clearing, so now he can see through more stuff that needs to be done. So I guess it's going to go very deep, and he's already talked about it on the past shows, what he's seen that he's going to remove. So that's his intention, to really help us to get closer to our original body blueprint, getting rid of all this junk that we've got over the many eons of time. So again, that's Saturday, February 25th. And then another reminder that Sunday, the 19th, is the 7-hour healing intensive call that will resume starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time. Okay, Ron, so we got time maybe for one more quick question, and I'll be watching the inbox for anyone who has requests. So someone's saying that they feel powerful now because bringing their spirit back before having known or had the timeline crash, they felt dizzy, which now they can do the space-time crash. Is the parallel life clearing bringing them back from a timeline in a way?
Yes, it would be. That is correct. And since we have the last expo, if there's any newbies listening, and maybe you have a question or a continuing question, maybe I touched on something during the expo, and maybe it went over your head, or we didn't have enough time to maybe talk about it more or something. As you know, the expo goes real quick, and I cover a lot of things. You might want to just, let me know, send it to the CLS Questions at Yahoo, and what day you want to listen. Just say, I talked about this. Can you give more clarity on it or something like that? Or I don't understand what you said. You know, I'd be happy to go over that information if you can give me a clue what we're talking about. Well, you know, that, I don't remember. Anyway, so that would be great, for people who are new out there who may just need some answers. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Can you discuss just a more of a descriptive than I gave about the conference call, the body blueprint renewal? Can you add to that, please?
Boy. at this point, no.
Okay. Well, Ron did discuss it already to the person who inquired. When you go to the February 15th archive, he talks about it quite a bit. Also, when the February 8th archive is up, he talks about it there, too. So you'll be able to understand better what's part of the special conference call. February 25th on Saturday. And also, for registration, Ron, they can go to your website and go through the PayPal. That would be through the purchase menu under upcoming healings on that order page to purchase it there. And there are emails that Ron sends out to remind everybody of the upcoming conference calls and the special ascension healing sessions and the special rejuvenation 7-hour monthly calls. So if you aren't on Ron's email address, you can simply sign up, send your email to him through the website on the right side where it says mailing list. Sign up for our email newsletter. Okay, Ron, well, I think that's all for the announcements that I have for now. And for those who sent in email questions, we'll save those. I just received a few, so we'll save those for Monday's call, healing, or tomorrow actually is another, there's another call tomorrow, Saturday, for at Station 2, 7 p.m., and Ron also will have a visit to the Creation Lightship, which is always very special in healing as well. So we'll get to those extra questions and more questions that you might have or your expo experience tomorrow, Saturday. So,
great.
Ron, back over to you.
Hey, so here we go, everybody. Let's do the Mind to Heart drop here. And we'll end our DBS show. So here we go. And your spirit out loud through this process. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. We're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. So we'll take this. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you. Blessings. And hopefully see you tomorrow night on Vision Lightship program. Saturday night, live on the Lightship. Well, bye, everyone. Blessings.